the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hacklaw, along with Lisa Azizian. And every week at this time, it's our Tech Talk segment. We bring on David Snell, our favorite tech guy, over at Act Smart IT. They are local. They are in Pembroke.
David, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. And we should mention, too, it wasn't too long ago, right? You guys were celebrating a big anniversary over at Act Smart IT?
Absolutely. Yes, we were. How did you get that information? You check my website?
I've been known to troll occasionally. No, how long is it, though, just to let everybody know? Because we should just give you...
Yeah, we started in 1993. It's been a couple of years.
I think that's great, isn't
it? Congrats.
Yeah, congratulations.
Very good.
You and Pam and the rest of the team, that's a good amount of time for a local business, and you guys have been doing a great job. So I just wanted to do that, David.
Congratulations.
Get that out of the way. Thank you.
Well, of course, David has helped us for all these years
Absolutely.
In doing this segment on the radio, and specifically when it comes to data and privacy, and so... We've got Data Privacy Day coming up, so let's talk about it, David.
Sure, it's coming up on January 28th. You know, so what we hear about most often is hacks into systems and all the things that scare us, but that's taken care of and not a lot we can do about it. What we want to think about is the data privacy or how our data is used for all of these services that we automatically or we decide to sign up with. And how those companies use your data, never mind having it get hacked. So it's pretty important to understand how your data is used and what your online privacy options really are.
Okay, because, I mean, there is just, a ton of information now because we sign up for so many different things, and it seems like even when you order something, even if you're just, I mean, now because I've been ordering food online, there's always a little box that you have to uncheck so you can get more emails and more, you know, share things about your favorite pizza and all kinds of stuff. They're always looking for every information because it all translates into dollars.
Exactly. They're looking to build a portfolio on all of their customers so that if they decide to sell that information to other companies, they'll have a lot of good stuff to share with you, especially your favorite pizza there, Rob.
That's very important. Somebody's going to pay a lot for that.
Well, somebody, you know, a pizza place might pay a lot for it. I can see them trying to find out your favorite ice cream as well, because that's an annual thing with you.
Oh, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. I mean, I guess, you know, when it comes to everything, you're right. All our habits, all our, you know, hobbies, things that we do, where we go, what we like to watch or consume.
Yeah, it's being tracked.
You know, people want to collect it and they want to share it or sell it, I should say, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we talk about things like Facebook and Amazon all the time, about the data they collect on us, especially Amazon. Every time you make a purchase, you just added some special data to your account. But then there's many other places that you might not think about are going to be collecting data on you. For instance, if you use Dropbox, which is an online file storage account, or the other social networks, when you look in Pinterest and Reddit and Tinder and Tumblr and Twitter and all those streaming platforms, web browsers, they hold your data as well. Just lots of folks out there getting your data, and if you're not reading their privacy policy and how to opt out of these things, they're just continuing to grab data from you every time you log in.
I know, and sometimes you can't even get beyond a home screen because you have to do things like accept cookies to just even navigate around.
Yeah.
You see that more and more on websites now, where they shouldn't be collecting data on you, but actually it tells you that we're using cookies or we're collecting data, and you have to click into the box to continue. And that's really, it's interesting that that's popping up as of lately.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I've noticed it too, and a lot of, I want to say like news sites or something as well, like cookies here, cookies there, just to finish reading an article that you want to do.
Right.
And so I don't know. I mean, I guess in order to do anything or go online, David, it seems like you got to give up something though.
Exactly. But you don't have to give up everything. You know, as consumers, we've got to take responsibility for our own privacy settings. Be empowered to go into the sites or the applications that you use, look at the privacy policies, see what they do, and then make changes to the app or the site that you log into so that you control how much of your data they're able to use and resell.
Yeah, that's important. I guess you're right, is that it's obviously it's easy to be lazy and to just use whatever the defaults are or not uncheck the box, but you know you got to do a little bit of work because there are settings for you and you got to take advantage of that.
Exactly right. There's settings you can turn most everything off if you have the will to. You just need to go to that site and get what you want to have or to get done, and then in fact not let them track you and control all the things, all the data that you leave there.
It's just too bad we can't have a universal setting on our own profile that we could say, this is what I'm willing to share or give. I mean, I understand why it's rules of engagement every time we log on to a different site or app. I just wish, you know, you could just have one blanket sort of setting that says, here I am and here's what I'll do.
That would be a great idea. The challenge with that is, though, that if they're not collecting this data, they're not getting the advertising monies that they need to help support their site. Remember, most of these things, we don't pay for that access. Mm-hmm. We just get to go and look at it. So they have to monetize it somehow. Mm-hmm. And by collecting our data and sharing it with other vendors is one of the ways that they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I like your idea, though, Lisa. Let's start that up and get that going.
Okay.
What do
All
you
right.
think, Lisa? Huh? The universal, it's like Lisa yeah. with her hand up
yeah.
saying, here's what I'm able to give you.
Yes.
Yeah, a big stop sign.
Yeah, uh-huh. a big stop sign.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. All right, well, Data Privacy Day coming up. Lots of things we need to know about, and we always need to be reminded about that. And it means it's an important time to think about what are your privacy settings? Do you even know? And go in and take a look around. So, David, you've got the article for people to read, right?
Absolutely. And I've got a link up there to take you to Stay Safe Online that will take you to many of the services we use to help you find what the data collection policy is and how to turn it off. So we have it up on the website. Go to xsmartit.com and click on my blog link and get all the information about Data Privacy Day 2021.
Perfect. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Have a great day.
You too.